Fred. May I help you?
Hey, Fred. Kyle over here at the Pink of Cardiff. How are you doing this afternoon?
I'm fine.
That's good to hear. You're over there in Oak Hills, huh?
Yeah.
Did you have some good luck during the fire, the blue cut?
Yeah, I got to evacuate and come back.
Oh, okay. Well, it's good to hear. At least no damage done on your end?
No.
No. Well, no. That's good to hear there. I'm actually over down the road from you, from Barstow originally, so that's why I asked. Yeah. Anyways, we'll keep you much longer here. My name's Kyle, calling you with Cardiff. But based off of some past financing you did over there with Wells Fargo for some equipment, we had you pre-approved for some equipment capital as well. So just want to see how business was going for you.
It's going very well, but I don't anticipate needing any more until probably December. I'm trying to decide if I'm going to get another truck or not. I'm not sure yet. If things keep going the direction, then yeah, what are you guys' rates?
Well, it kind of depends on a few different factors there, but it sounds like you'd be leaning more towards the equipment end of the side. So with that being said, usually we start like at the very best because we have rates for, you know, all different programs, like around low mid-single digits. So kind of depends on what you look like on paper mainly.
Yeah, but Wells Fargo did me right about 4 and something.
Okay, yeah.
So if you guys are not down there, there's not even a starting point.
Oh, of course. Well, we do have programs that start that low, if not actually even lower than that. But like I said, it's, you know, all what you really look like on paper and your current health of the business and whatnot. Let me ask you this. How much was the truck you might be looking at?
Well, the one I bought was $263. One I'm looking at now is more like about closer to $225.
Okay, and how many ton crane is that?
Oh, those are not crane. These are shredding trucks.
Oh, those are just shredding trucks. Okay, gotcha. And do you have a typical vendor you normally go through them for them?
No, I vacillate between two different ones that I've been using, either Shred Tech or Ultra Shred, and I'm
Ultra
probably going to, you know, probably be one of the other.
One or the other?
Yeah, but everything's really, it's not even in play until closer to December when I can look out and see where we're at and where we're going.
Of course. Do you actually take advantage of 179 there on the taxes too? Is that why you do it there at the end of the year?
No, just timing. My accountant, I'm sure he'll take advantage of it if I need it, but with trucks that cost that price, depreciation is always advantageous on my side. It works, so I don't worry about it too much.
Okay, makes sense there. These vendors that you mentioned you go through back and forth, so you worked with both of them before?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. And any particular one you lean towards or kind of offer the same stuff?
No, two different types of trucks, just whichever direction we decide to go.
Okay.
They both offer shredding trucks, but they're two different types of technology to do two different types of shred. So.
Okay, and if you have a second here, I mean, I'm not too familiar with the shredding trucks. What kind of technology were you referring to there? What's the difference?
One of them is a slow shred, and one of them is what you would call a high-speed pulverizer.
Okay.
So they're just different type of technology.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, I'm just a little curious there. So, of course, you probably use the high-speed one for larger jobs that you need to be going through a lot more material quickly, right?
No, it actually is more for, like, high-security shredding where they want a smaller shred size.
Oh, smaller shred size. Okay, so it's all depending kind of at the end product there. Gotcha. Alrighty, well, I know you're probably pretty busy over there, Fred, so what I can do for you is shoot you an email with my info, or you can keep that on file, and I can touch up around December or so, see what you got going on.
Good enough.
Alrighty, what's a good email for you?
fsmith@appddshred.com.
ddshred.com. Alrighty, great, Fred. Well, I'm glad you had good luck over there with the fire and whatnot, and I will definitely be in touch here in the near future.
Sounds good.
Alright, you have a good one. Bye-bye.